Dave Davis, Parshas Vayikra.
Good morning. It's time to continue where we left off. Yeah, these you can take. Thank Menachem David for asking me to speak, give me the opportunity to work over some inyonim again. And it's a hemshech from last week where we didn't actually finish off the subject matter. So first of all, a brief recap. Just a few minutes, Bezos Hashem, of what we learned together last week. It's the din of Omin Yesoimo, which the Mechaber discusses in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuv Chof Dalud. And just to recap very briefly, I think the best way to start the recap is to look at the Gemara that discusses Omin Yesoimo, the Bavli, which is on the front of the sheets that have been handed out. If you're able to look in, or you can listen, it's Torah Sheva Alpeh. The Gemara, which is two-thirds of the way down on the front of the pages, Tana Rabbanon, Ein Einim, Lo Omen, Chatufa, Vlo Omen, Ketufa, Vlo Omen Yesoimo. Three kinds of Omen one should avoid because they're deficient in some way or other. Omen Chatufa, if it's chat too quickly, or it's said with a chatuf instead of a comet, Amen instead of Omen, except of course for Achenu B'nei Svara to anyway say Amen. Omen Ketufa, if it's cut off, it didn't say the whole word properly. But Omen Yesoma, not Omen Yesoma either. And Omen Yesoma, which the Gemara doesn't explain any of these. Rashi explains Omen Yesoma is where a person didn't hear the brocha that was being said and didn't know which brocha was being said. He just hears the Olam is saying Omen and he wants to join in with them. Shouldn't say Omen with them because he doesn't know what it's referring to. Okay, that's the din of Omen Yesoma briefly. There's a Rashi, there's a Tosfos who says the same as Rashi. And there's Yerushalmi we looked at last week, which limits the scope of Omen Yesoma. According to Bavli, Rashi and Tosfos, Omen Yesoma is any situation where a person wants to join in with the Olam Omen, but has no idea which brocha it refers to and doesn't hear the brocha, it's also to say it in any situation. Yerushalmi seems to say Omin Yesoma is only where a person is mechuyev of a certain brocha, yet doesn't hear the brocha properly, shouldn't say Omein. But if he wasn't mechuyev, l'chaya, according to Yerushalmi, there's no problem at all. Okay, we've seen that Mechaber paskins like the Yerushalmi, that's only the limited scope of where a person is mechuyev of the brocha, and the Ramah says Yesh Machmirin, like the Bavli, and we saw Mishnah Berurah as well. But let's just carry on the Gemara a little bit here before we turn to other things.
The bracha of Torah.
Any brachas whatsoever.
I don't hear it. Is it the
any brachas whatsoever. Any brachas whatsoever where a person didn't hear the bracha. Yes, very good point. Generally speaking, as we would normally say, against your, there's a chiyuv to say omein to any bracha that one hears. And it's very important. But if one didn't hear the brocha, and one doesn't know what brocha it is, one should not say Omein, because that's the Omein Yesoimo. By the way, there's another shita, the Avudraham, what's the Omein Yesoimo, is where the Omein is detached because you waited a bit of time after the bracha was finished and didn't say it nice and promptly at the end of the bracha. That's another Peshat in Omein Yesoimo, which is brought in the halacha as well, Avudraham. Omein Yesoimo is detached. So that's, but that's a different point. Okay, so the Gemara says further on, V'yizrek brocha mipiv, Persian shouldn't just throw out a brocha from his mouth without thinking what he's saying, in other words. Now, Omen Yesoma, ben azai omer, kola oine Omen Yesoma, yubonov yesomim, chas v'sholem. Anybody who answers Omen Yesoma, there'll be terrible consequences, says ben azai. Chatufo, if he says Omen Chatufo, yischat fu yomov, his days, cholila, will be snatched away. And Katufo is cut for Yomov, his days will be cut short. But conversely, Latov kol ha-marich ba-omein marichin lo Yomov v'shnoisov. Anybody who's marich with omein, he gets a schar, can they get that, of arichas yomim. So that's briefly, this is all recap, that's why we're running through it very quickly. That's briefly the inyan of omein yasomo, and we see, cholila, the terrible onesh that comes from this. So that's basically what we covered last week, and we also mentioned that the Mishnah Brura discusses the two shittas of the Bavli Yerushalmi, Mechaber and Ramah, and he says, summing up briefly, the Mishnah Brura, the Bihalocha says, it's best to be machmir, to be choshesh for the Ramah, and therefore in any situation whatsoever, not to answer an omein if one didn't hear it properly. One didn't hear the bracha properly, because we should be choshesh for the shittas of the machmirim, because after all we could apply sheva al tase odif, rather don't say it if there's a sofek, particularly because we've seen ben Azai says chulila, the terrible consequences. So that's basically where we're up to, and we're left with the question, what is so terrible about an omein yesoma, or the other omeins? What is so terrible about it that ben Azai says chulila, such a terrible oinesh, and that the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, we should be machmir, we should bear that in mind. What's so terrible about it? So let's bear in mind, first of all, that we learnt last week that when a person says omein, we shouldn't just say omein, we should understand that the word omein has a meaning to it. And omein means, I believe in what I have heard. I'm affirming what I've heard. A person says a brocha, brocha to Hashem mechai hamesim. Omein, I believe in tchias hamesim. In fact, it's brought down that it's a tremendous madrega of emuno on us, that we've never seen chias amesim. We believe it will happen in the future, and we say, Amen, I believe it will happen. It's a tremendous thing, but it's, I am affirming what I've heard, and if it's a brocha with a bakosha, it's not only I affirm what I've heard, that Hashem is the one who has that koich to do it, it should be, but also, Amen, kein hirotzon, that it should be fulfilled. Yeah, bonei Yerushalayim, halavai, Rebbein Yerushalayim should be bonei Yerushalayim, bring the gula, bakarov, that's the second pshat in Amen, which we should bear in mind. So when we say Amen to a brocha, we have to pause for a moment and think what we're saying. And also, Chazal tell us that Omein is Rosh Tevas of Kel Melech Ne'emon, which is the same idea that we have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill that which has been said, and that's what Omein is all about. There's a sefer called Penina Halacha, it's a contemporary sefer, and he sums up many different halachas, he sums up halachas, and he sums up this idea of Omein with some very beautiful words, and I think this really sums up the whole thing. He says that Anias Omein Mevates Es HaYachas Shel Odom LeEmunah BaKadosh Baruch Hu. Saying Omein, it articulates our emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say Omein, we're not just saying, okay, much, much more than that. We're expressing and articulating our emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who has the koach to bring about that which we're saying Omein to. And therefore, he says, if the Omein is pogum, it's deficient in some way, then the chayim which it brings through our Omein, the chayim it should bring to us, is cholila also pogum as well, it's blemished, it's deficient in some way. And that's why the omein is so important to say it properly, and it shouldn't be an omein which is pogum in any way, it shouldn't be an omein yosomo. So that, Abosai, is the conclusion for us, for the moment anyway, of the sugya of omein yosomo. Say it's the conclusion, perhaps it's just the beginning, because if we try to think about what it all means and take it with us, then it should be the beginning. And Yitz Hashem, we should all try to be very careful about how we say Omein. Just mention in passing, I mentioned it last week, that one shul I davened at when I had Yotzeit in Eretz Yisrael by as a Sfardi shul, and they very kindly allowed me to daven for the Amud Mincha, but the Gabbah said to me, but make sure after each bracha you pause for a moment, people have time to say Amen properly, because it's also very important. Amen is important to have time to say Amen properly as well, not just rushing through, because the Shlich Tibur has to wait till Amen is finished before he carries on the next bracha. And the Tibur shouldn't be Ma'achal Amen too long in order for the Shlich Tibur to carry on as normal. So one has to do it properly. Amen is very, very important. Now, the next point I wanted to discuss is a question we raised last week, but we didn't get round to dealing with through lack of time. And that is, if we have a look now in the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Kuf Chof Dalad, which is where we were last week. This is the dinim about Chazoros HaShatz, and here we see all the dinim of the Omeins, Omeinim, and we see, in, for example, Se'if Vov, says, V'yanu Omein Acha Kol Brocha, etc., to say Omein after every Brocha of Chazoros HaShatz, and Se'if Ches is our Se'if of not answering Omein Chatufo, and the other deficient Omeins. And the question I raised last week is, if Zayin, which is sandwiched between halachas of Omein, seems to say something completely unrelated, a very important thing, but unrelated. And the halacha in Sif Zayin is, lo yosiach sichas chulin b'shor sheshlech tzibur cheze hatfilo, not to talk sichas chulin during Chazoros HaShatz, which of course is a tremendously important halacha, but what's it doing here, between the Omeins? Furthermore, let's read on a bit. V'imsoch, if a person does talk sichas chulin in Chazoros HaShatz, hu choyte v'godol avoynoi minasoi, he is called a choyte, and his avoyn is too great to be forgiven, v'gerim boim, one should tell such people off. So, we understand not to talk during Chazoros HaShatz is of course very important, but why such a strong loshen, which actually we don't find anywhere else in Shulchan Aruch, according to Piskei Tshuvos. Just not found anywhere else. So why is this considered such a terrible thing, this Sichas Chulin b'Chazoros HaShatz, Godol Avonoi Min Soi. You're saying the okay. So, Mr. Halpin says, because he's saying Amen without hearing a bracha. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, very good point. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if he wants to try and be mechavin to say Amen's, but he's talking in between, still wrong. Even if he was managing to say Amen and hearing the bracha. But yes, a good point, we'll come back to him, Yitzchak. Sure. Sorry? Yes, quite right. Mishnah Berurah is very, very clear. Nothing else should be done in Chazoros HaShatz. Takonas Chazal is there should be a Chazoros HaShatz, even if everybody knows how to daven, which nowadays everybody has Sidurim, presumably not going to be Yotzi from the Shliach Tzibur, although there can be some cases of them, but that's another time, not for now. But nevertheless, we should be listening to Chazoros HaShatz correctly. That's right.
Why say Chulim? You should say Lo Yasiach.
Okay, so, very good question. Why does it say Lo Yasiach Sichas Chulim? Okay. So, I wasn't going to talk about this, but very quickly, try and answer the question. What is Sichas Chulin? The Mishnah Berurah says, Sichas Chulin, we're not talking about Stam Sichas Chulin, because he says that's also anyway, just to talk Nairishkeiten, is also anyway. He says we're talking something which is important, a business discussion, business is important, daf am panoso, but that's not the time for it, not the place for it. That's Sichas Chulin, the Gabi this. Sichas not Chulin would be Torah and Tefillah, things which belong in Shul. Sichas Chulin is anything else which doesn't belong in Shul. And that we shouldn't talk then. In other words, the basic, big, big problem of Godol Avonoi Min Soi is Sichas Chulin at that time. So let's now try and understand why it's so terrible. So, okay. So I would like to, first of all, draw attention to the fact that this Loshen, Godol Avonoi Min Soi, to say, we don't find it anywhere else in Shulchan Aruch, only in the Gabi this Halacha. And this Loshen, where does it come from? Anybody? Cain. Ah, very good, Cain. Okay, so, after Cain had killed Hevel, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu confronted him and said, where's your brother? I Hevel Ochicho. He says, and he said to him, Kol Demei Ochicho, Tzorikin Olai, min ha'adomo, etc. He will. Kodem yachicha otokin elai min ha'adomo. Okay. Kayin answered to Hashem, Godol avonim min esoy. Rashi learns Loshem bitmiel. Godol avonim min esoy, you can't forgive me, your toin elyonim and the tachtoinim, you can't find it possible to forgive me. So, the Ramban quotes this pshat, and he says, of course, that's correct pshat from Chazal. But then he goes on to suggest another pshat. That's from Bereishis Rabbah. Can't argue with it. But he says, Vanochen bepshat shehu vidoy. He says, I think the pshat, correct pshat is, it's actually a vidoy. Kaim is saying, I agree, God love and even so. It wasn't a question, it was a statement. It's too great what I've done. It's not forgivable. He agreed with that. He was moida. And then he goes on to say, I'll be hidden from your face. What does that mean? Says the Ramban, it's a peledikazach. The Ramban says, I won't be able to stand before you. You've driven me out. I won't be able to stand before you to daven. This Rabosai is our Indian. God will have an imin so. We're talking about davening. So there seems to be a connection between Godel Avani Min Soi harming the ability to daven to Hashem. That's what the Ramban says, Cain was saying to Hashem. A further point. In the Posuk, it says, Kol Dame Ochicho. Says Rashi, why is it plural? It should say, Kol Dam Ochicho. Why is Dame the blood? Because it's not only his blood. It's Domoi V'dam Zariosov. Because you've not only killed that person, but any future descendants he would have had, the finished as well. And we could add on, any one he would have influenced, Latov, any Talmidim, it's all, any futures is all finished off. It's not just the terrible Aveira of having murdered that person, which in itself is a terrible thing, but it's all the consequences of that act as well. Okay. So, okay, so with that Rabosai, that is the opening that if you look on the printed sheets again, the last 2 pages is Piskei Tshuvos. Piskei Tshuvos, I'm sure you're familiar with, it's a wonderful sefer, it's malakate from many, many different makoros, according to the Seder of the Mishnah Brura, and so I'd like to learn together what he says about the Sichas Chulin, and hopefully then we'll understand what the whole point is. But we've had a little bit of Hakdoma already. Okay. So if you look at, on the first copy page or from the Sefer, on the left-hand side, it says, Choyma Avein Sichas Chulin Be'ez HaTfilah V'Keitza Goyim Bay. The Choyma, the severity of the Avein of Sichas Chulin during davening. So he quotes first of all halachos if dalad if zayin shulchan aruch kesheshatz chayze hatfilo yeshlish toik ulekavin lebrochos v'lanos omein v'chulu. We should be quiet and listen to, be mechavin to the brochos, follow the brochos and say omein and lo yoseach zichas chulin v'imsochu chayte v'godal avonu min soy v'goyim boi. So first of all, v'loshen zeh godal avonu min soy. His avein is too great to be forgiven. Ein lo ach v'rei abisham makomis shulchan aruch. You don't find this anywhere else. Very sweet way of putting it. It's got no ach v'rea, no brother nor neighbor in Shulchan Aruch. You don't find it anywhere else. A makor b'achas chayim b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah, from Rabbeinu Yonah, and as we've seen, it's actually from the Posuk in Bereishis. And he says, what's the reason for the chomer? Tam chum rosso ha-kaveido nimak b'seif ha-gan derech Moshe. B'zeh aloshen. V'nirali, he says, kavonos ha-Shulchan Aruch shu kumoi reitzeach. His taka laka reitzeach. This Loshen is borrowed from after the Maaser, where Cain was a roitzeach, and he's like a roitzeach. Shenerogim al yodo kamo bonim v'chulu chas v'sholim. Val Cain cheto godol kamo chet Cain shehorag l'ochiv v'godol hoy avoino minasoi. Okay, that's what we've seen. His chet is like that. We haven't understood why yet. V'od mechumras avoino godol minasoi ki lo rak la'atma mekalkel. It's not only himself is harming. When a person speaks out of place during Chazoros HaShatz, Sichas Chulin, it's not only himself is harming, shelo tiskabel tefilosoi, because his tefillah will not be accepted, Because he's talking to somebody else, so somebody else is also disturbed, and therefore not following Chazoras Hashat like they're meant to. So therefore he's damaging other people, which is parallel to what we said, Damoy v'dam zariyosov. He's harming other people as well. Not only himself he's causing harm to, but other people as well. V'lochein, and therefore, he says, Mishem hakev atzmoy, she'eni yochel yisapek. If somebody is honest enough with himself to recognize that he can't hold himself back, Miladaba beisat filo, he can't stop himself talking when he's not meant to talk during davening. Tov le shelo yovel le beisat knesset kolika. Better he shouldn't come to shul at all. Okay, he should rather stay at home. And all the things quoting, you'll see the footnotes at the bottom. They're all makoros. None of it's his own stuff. It's all makoros, makoros in their money. Okay. Ki uchote, because the person who talks during Chazor Sassatz is a chote umachti and causes others to be chote. V'goyim le shchinas shesit. Tis talik mi Yisrael, he causes the Shechina to depart. Ovid avodah zorah, being like being ovid avodah zorah. And the reason we can understand for this is quite simple. We know the Gemara says when people come together to daven in shul and there's a minyan, the Shechina comes. The Shechina, in fact, is waiting for us to come and daven. It's like we are standing in the presence of the King, and somebody who disregards that during Chazoras Hashatz, which is the praises and the requests from the King, and we are meant to be listening and saying Amen, that I believe Hashem has the power for this, and Hashem is the one who does it, and he wrote it, and he should grant our requests. And a person, instead of that, he, as it were, turns his back on the King. Imagine you're standing in front of the King and your phone goes and you say, excuse me, Your Majesty, hello, yes, how can I help you? Yeah, business deal, yeah, whatever he's talking about. God love him, no means so. I mean, in old fashioned days the King would say off with his head and that's it. So such a bizayon for the Shechina, which has come to shul to listen to our tefillos, and the person disregards it, we can understand the chomer inyan. V'ovein zeh in kamoista l'ra, he says, this ovein, it's incomparable in its badness. Ma'akev ha'gu'lo, it's ma'akev the ha'gu'lo as well. V'kama botei kinesios nechrovu ekev avoin zeh, how many shuls were destroyed because of this kind of aveda of people talking in shul when they weren't meant to. Right, goes without saying, if it's mamish devorim asurim, it's not worse than that, and Shabbos and Yom Tov devorim asurim, it's even worse as well. Next paragraph. Okay, this we've really dealt now with this halacha of sochsi chaschulin in Chazor Hashatz, and to understand the chomer inyan, but the Piskei Teshuvos takes the opportunity to bring in some other important points. This actually, obviously, if anybody's got a bit of understanding, a bit of intelligence, will realize it's not only for Chazor HaSashatz. Elo gam hamadabe b'shas kriyas ha-Torah, during leining, v'gam b'shal cheke chelke ha-Tfilo, even other times of Tfilo, k'shatzivo mis'atfin yachad li-Tfilo, she'es rotzayn lefonov yisborach. This is the Eis Rotzoim, when the Eibishter, the Shechina, comes to be misgalit to us in our Mikdosh Ma'at, our shul. And somebody talks about his own personal, private conversations. He shows a complete disregard for the fact that the Shechina has come and is not interested. Chas v'shalom. Chasam Sofer says, instead of the tefillas going to Mokam HaKadusha, Cholila goes to Mokam HaTuma, and it causes the very opposite of what it should be causing. Okay? Adkan, that's what I want to learn in the Piskei Teshuvos. We'll just explain one more little point in this. I've always felt, I felt that there are times in davening where it's osa to talk, because of the halachas, yeah, after Baruch Sha'omar and so on, it's osa to talk. But there are times where there's no actual isur, let's say anim zemiris, for those shuls that say, there's no isur to talk in anim zemiris. The Aron HaKodesh Ovin is not isur to talk, but, what I want to say, or other, whatever, but what I would like to say is as follows. We've just seen, and it should be poshut, common sense, derech eitz, the tzibur are singing Shvachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or saying Shvachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody's davening to Hashem, and somebody else, not interested, kivyochol, turns around, he's got his own conversation. May not be awesome ikar din, But how can such a person do such a thing? Obviously, they don't understand the chashivos where everybody is together praising Hashem and somebody else has their own agenda. So this is, I think, is should be common sense, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, so this concludes the Piskei Teshuvos. Now, we asked a question that in Siv Zayin, this Lo Yosich Sichas Chulin is sandwiched between Dinim of Omein and is the Sif before the Dinim of Omein Yisoyma, etc. And what's the connection? Why is it apparently Shelo Bimkoymo? And the answer would seem to be it's very much Bimkoymo. Because we've seen from the Gemara, although the Mechaber doesn't quote the Gemara, the Torah does, but the Mechaber doesn't, that the terrible consequences, chas v'sholom, of an omein yesoima and the other kinds of omein which are deficient, the terrible consequences, cholila v'chas yubonov yesoimim. So a person who answers omein yesoima is like domo berosho, he's cholila harming himself in the most terrible way possible, that yubonov yesoimim, says Ben Azai. As memela, if a person is soch sichas chulin, even if he tries to answer omein, it's pretty much inevitable that he's going to get some of it wrong because he's busy with his own agenda and he'll answer Omein when he wasn't actually listening to it and maybe he doesn't know where the Shlichti was up to. And that's an Omein Yisoma. Cholil v'chas domo b'roshe. So it's very much applicable here to say lo yosichas chulin v'godol avoinoi min soy, like a murderer, like a retzech, as we saw in Piskei Teshuvos. Okay, and I think that answers very nicely why this halacha is here. And that's, we hinted at before it's almost happened. Yeah. Okay. So that is concluding last week's shiur. So in the little time available, just like to see if we can manage another small, big inyan, but in small time. In Simon Kuf Kof Hei, that's the next Simon in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, is Dinei Kedusha. Okay. Now for something somewhat different, Dinei Kedusha. And I'd like to jump... before we look in there, actually, I'd just like to share with you the words of Aruch HaShulchan. I didn't print this out for anybody else. I'm sorry if you just listen for a moment. The Aruch HaShulchan gives an introduction.
Is one thing about the Amen, you know, when they say Kaddish.
I'm sorry?
Five people say Kaddish all together.
Yes.
Different. Can you answer Amen to everybody? Or?
Yes, one hears something, one should answer Amen to it. So even if there's different people at different stages of Kaddish, we answer Amen to that one, Amen to that one. Because if we know where the person is up to, then it's okay to say Amen, even if we didn't hear every word. Yeah. Yes, apparently, yeah. Okay. Anyway, if we just carry on, because the time is lacking. Dinei Kedusha, the Aruch HaShulchan, amongst the many milas of the Sefer Aruch HaShulchan, is he often gives a nice introduction to the subject matter, which you may not find in Shulchan Aruch or other places. So in Dinei Kedusha, he gives a nice introduction. He says like this. There are three Kedushas that we say in the Seder of Davening of Shacharis. There's Kedushas Yotzer, where we say over, we relate how the Malochim are Mekadesh, the Shem of Shmo Yisborach. Then there's the third one, Kedusha Bohol Etzion, Kedusha de Sidro, all right, which was Niskanah Mishum Limud. Okay, Gemara in Sota explains it. But he says the main Kedusha, Kedusha Ikoris, is that which we have in Chazor Sashatz, in the Brocha of Ator Kodosh. That is the main Kedusha, where we are Mekadesh Shemo Yisborach. And therefore we have to stand for this Kedusha with our feet together, just like in actual Amida, which doesn't apply to the other Kedushas. Okay, and he says, really... we should, after words Baruch Atah Hashem Chayim Esim, straight away we should say Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. But we have a short paragraph before that, Nekadesh, Naritzcha. He says, because Ein Kedusha below Hazmono, there has to be Hazmono. You can't just jump into Kedusha. There has to be a little bit of preparation first, and that's why we have this short paragraph before, where the Shlich Tzibor is inviting the whole Olam to join with him to be Mekadesh Shem Shomayim. Okay, and therefore we say Nagdishoch or Nekadesh and so on. And that's the Hachon of Asmona Loima Kodosh. She says, just like before we say Omein Yehesh Merabo, which is the Ikka of Kaddish, we have the words before that of Yisgadal Yisgadash and so on. That's the Hachon of Asmona for the Ikka of Kaddish. That's the introduction of Aruch HaShulchan. Okay. Piskei Teshuvos also gives an introduction. And the Piskei Teshuvos introduction, he calls it Psicha L'dinei Kedusha. He says, one of the reasons for the Takona of Tefillah B'Tzibur is Kedei L'Kadesh Shema Yisborach Al Yedei Amiras Psukei HaKedusha, to be Mekadesh Hashem's name through saying the Psukim of Kedusha. And he quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Emor. He says, it's Bichlal Mitzvahs Asei D'Raisa Shel V'Nikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. According to Zohar HaKadosh, when we say Kedusha, we'll be Mekayim the Mitzvahs Asei Min HaTorah V'Nikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. He says, it's brought in Sifrei HaMekubolim and come on Sifrei Gedolei HaPoskim. He says, Enoch Yinami, other Poskim HaMachriya, it's Midrabonon, it's Asmachta Ba'almo. He says, Mekomokim Gedolei Hibu Ma'alosom Mitzvahs Asei Shel Torah. It's a very, very great inyan to say the Kedusha, to be Mekadesh, Shem Shomayim, Barabim. And therefore, we have to be Mechavin in it, very, very much so. And in this Zechus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Masha Onas Kedusha Milmalo. Okay, and we should try very hard to be Mekayim this mitzvah, make every effort we can. In fact, there's a din, we're not doing it now, but there's a din earlier, and the Mechaber says, if a person is in the Tachnunim at the end, in the Lakai Netzer, and he hears the Kedusha is approaching, take a short cut. Cut out, don't finish the Lakai Netzer, go straight to Yulrotzoin, if possible take 3 steps back, in order to chap the Kedusha. Although you can answer Kodesh and Boruch in the middle of Elokai Netzer, he said it's better to have finished it than to answer it in that situation. So, and just an observation, shall we say, that Elokai Netzer is our opportunity that we have our own private bakoshas that we put to Hashem. Our own tachnunim to Hashem. But if we hear Kedusha is coming, what's Kedusha to be? Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, we say, Rebbein Shana, I'm a vatim, my bakoshas. The Mekadesh Shem Shemayim is more important than my own personal Bakoshas. Take a shortcut, never mind my Bakoshas. Kedusha is more important. Okay, that's the Piskei Teshuvos, very, very briefly, because time is lacking. Okay, so let's have a look now what the Shulchan Aruch says in Si'if Beis. Si'if Beis says like this, Toiv lechavein raglo b'shor sh'omer kedusha shlech tzibor. It's good, it's correct, the person should put one's feet together when he says Kedusha with the Shlich Tzibur. Hagos says, Ramov, Yesh Liso Ha'inayim Lamorim. We should raise our eyes upwards. B'shosh Sh'omim Kedusha, when we say Kedusha. Menanim Gufon, and we, V'chei Menanim Gufon, we move our bodies. V'noisim Oysoim and Oretz, and we lift ourselves up above the ground. We raise ourselves up. Okay, etc. So, says the Mishnah Berurah on this, Sif Kotan Dalad, Lechavein Raglov. Kmosh Kosov v'Simon Tzadi Hey, talking about in the Amida, how you stand with your feet together. V'tzorich lechavim b'yosef v'kedusha, l'kadesh es Hashem Yisborach. We have to be mechavim b'yosef very much that we are being mekadesh the Shem Yisborach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zchus zeh yashe olav Hashem Yisborach kedusha m'malo. And this chus HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mashe onas kedusha m'malo. We are, it's midah keneged midah. We are saying kodesh kodesh, we are being mekadesh Shem Shmo Yisborach. Therefore, Midah Kodeged Midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Kedusha as well. V'chavin l'kayim ha'posuk, we should be mechavin to be mechavin the posuk, v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. We should be mechavin. So Mishnah Berurah Loshon is interesting. He will be mechavin to be mechavin the posuk. He doesn't actually say it's a deraisa. He says we should be mechavin to be mechavin the posuk. If you look in the Be'er Heitev, on the bottom line of Be'er Heitev, he says, V'chavin l'kayim mitzvah sasein v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So there are some shittas that this is the mitzvah sasein v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. We say Kedusha b'soich b'nei Yisrael, it's a mitzvah sasein deraisa. So there are those who hold it's actually mitzvah sasein. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'arizal hoyamasi ma'odal zeh. Arizal was very, he warned people, he encouraged and warned people very much on this, that this is Kedusha as being mekayim, the mitzvah v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Arizal was very stark on this. Next, hey, okay, Si'if Kotan, hey, V'yesh Liso. Okay, we raise our bodies, says the Ramah, we raise ourselves up during Kedusha. Why do we do this? And it's the most beautiful quote which all the G'dayla Poskim quote, including Mishnah Berurah, Kikosu B'Shem Sefer Cholos. They've written in the name Sefer Cholos. Does anybody know Sefer Cholos? What it is? I also didn't know, I looked it up. It seems it's a Sefer which was authored by the Tanna Yishmael Kohen Gadol. And he says there, and it's a lot of hoichazachen, as you'll see. Zeh l'shoinu. Baruchim atem la'Hashem shomayim v'yodei mekovo. Gebench da'yu to Hashem in shomayim, and those who get yodei mekovo, whatever it means. Im toimri v'sagidu levonai. Please go and tell my children, Klal Yisrael, Mashani Yosef Ashoshim Agdishim Va'imrim Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh. What I do when Klal Yisrael are saying Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh, Hashem says, I want you to tell Klal Yisrael what I'm doing then. V'lamdu Oysom, you should teach them, Shu'einayim Nesuos Lamorim, their eyes should be raised upwards, Leves Tfilosom, V'noisim Atzmom Lamalo, and raise them upwards. Ki Ainli Hanor Ba'olam, says Hashem, Kivyochel, I have no greater hana in the world. When we see eye to eye, Klal Yisrael kivyochol raise their eyes to Shemayim, to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and I gaze kivyochol, put my eyes towards their eyes, eye to eye contact with Ribbono Shel Olam kivyochol. So in that moment, says Hashem, ani oiches bekisei chavodi b'mus Yaakov u'mechabeko u'menashko. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that moment I take hold of the Kisei HaKovod, where's the Demus of Yaakov Avinu, and embrace it and kiss it, and remind the Ge'ula. This is what happens when we say Kedusha, and Arizal was very Zohir, so people should understand the tremendous Kedusha when we say the words Kodesh, 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 what's happening. We raise our eyes up to Shomayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol is meeting us, looking into our eyes, and he has a tremendous simcha, not in Zmama the Geula. Now, what about our eyes? Says the next one, Ho'enayim, Sifkot and Vov, Tehainish Yus Guros. We should have our eyes raised upwards, but they should be closed. Avoloibenayim Besuchos, not open. Kein Kosov HaTaz, this is what the Taz writes. However, Avolha Be'achroinim Cholkim, Meni Achroinim Acheliko Alzeh, Uposak Amogin Giborim Kemoisom, the Mogin Giborim Paskins like them, that you have your eyes open, Bishas Kedusha. Okay, now, come back to that. V'chei menanim, we also move ourselves. Hashlokos av shekabola b'yodah shirom gufav akeva l'mano b'boruch v'yim loch. Not only in Kodosh, b'boruch v'yim loch, we should also raise ourselves up. K'mo b'kodosh. Sifkot n'ches v'noisim oisim. Why do we raise ourselves up by Kedusha? And there are many things we do, we know, everybody does it, you learn to do it, you know, children learn to do it, Bala Tshuva learn, that's what we do. Why do we do it? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us the Makor. Ki Isa b'Tanchuma Parshat Tzav. Medrash Tanchuma in Tzav says, Uvishtayim ye'oifeif, the Posik says, with two, the Malach flies. Malachim have six wings, and with two of them they fly. From here, Chachomim of Sakein, we should rise up on our feet, we should fly up, as it were, when we say Kodosh. Just like Malochim did, we do the same as well, because we are emulating the Malochim when we say Kedusha. Kedusha, we are emulating the Malochim. This is the only time we're allowed to do, not the only time, one of the only times we're allowed to do this, that we emulate Malochim. Because of Mogen Avrom, all right, Mogen Avrom then says, there are actually worse minhagim in some places, that people actually jumped up in Kedusha, as if trying to fly, as it were, and that's an accepted minhag, where it's a minhag, but in our places, it's not the accepted minhag, so a person obviously shouldn't do it, because it would look very odd. Okay. So, final point then, just about this Kedusha, the whole idea of Kedusha is number one. It's, according to many opinions, it's fulfilling the mitzvah, say, the rice of Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. And even according to other opinions who say it's a drabon, it's machta ba'amo, still it's a very great inyan, Kedusha Hashem Shemayim B'Rabim. Second thing is, we're doing these actions of raising our eyes up to Hashem, according to many poskim, with open eyes, and we raise ourselves up like Malochim, because we are like Malochim. And with that we can answer a question that I've been asked before about this. It says elsewhere that during the Amida we have to daven with our eyes closed or looking in the Siddur, but nothing else. And if we have our eyes looking upwards, it says Malochim mock us. How dare you look up? You look down when you're daven, you don't look up. Yet here in Kedusha we're looking up with open eyes at Malochim, according to many poskim. How can we do it? And the answer is because here the Malachim is saying, yes, we want you to. Because in this, we are Doma la Malachim, we are resembling the Malachim, we're flying like Malachim, we're saying, Kodesh, 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 Kshem Shema, Gishem, Oso, Bishmei Morim, we're Doma la Malachim, and therefore, that's why the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, the final Pesach, seems to be with open eyes, that Yesh V'Yesh, but with open eyes, because this is the way of Malachim as well, to be Mekadesh Yishmaim. Yes, and we should all be Zeche, Be'ez Hashem, to be Mekayim, V'Nikdashti, V'Soch, V'Nei Yisrael. Right.